gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary for today's economic and political events. And today is Wednesday, August 18th, 2021. Good afternoon, Butch.
Hi, Melody. How you doing today?
Oh, it's been a hectic day today.
Well, that's good, right?
Yes, it is.
That's good.
And, yes, and did a radio program this morning with Beth Ann, and so it just a hectic day, but I like it, so.
Yep.
Was it very hectic in the gold market today? It's trying. You know, we had a low of 1776 and it stopped there. We're looking at 1787 right now in the New York spot price after market for gold. Basically unchanged, up a couple pennies. Silver was down 17 cents at $23.56. Platinum was up 3 at 1,003. And palladium was down 67 at 2,506. And let's see, the USDX today was up 0.04 at 93.17. Crude oil was down, just down big, 1.63 at 64.96. And the paper markets today, the Dow was down 380 at 34,962. S&P down 47 at 4,400. NASDAQ was down 130 at 14,525. Europe was mixed. FTSE and France were down. And Asia, let's take a peek at them. They were all up. They were all positive overnight. So it's the second day that the Dow fell. And, of course, that's all due to the Fed discussing actually reducing stimulus this year. They should be able to reduce stimulus when you have the federal government coming in with $5 trillion stimulus. So they're just switching places. But anyway, we'll talk about that a little later on in the program. We have Wendy Wilson joining us from Apothecary Herbs. Good afternoon, Wendy.
Good afternoon, Melody. And hello, Pastor Butch.
Hello, Wendy. How are you today?
I'm a good here in Carolina. It's sunny as usual. Yeah. I thought we'd talk about this new poll that recently came out with the Peace Research Institute in Norway. It was regarding, it was a global poll, basically. They wanted to tap the pulse of people in the world regarding the COVID pandemic, what they think of it. So their survey alleges that lockdown pandemics have this devastating toll on the population. Do tell, right? So the main determination from their research was that people were, get this, very angry.
So, oh, wow.
I know. So what would you expect if, you know, anger continues to build in our society? So let's just take a look at it. So I call this the anger study. January 2000, the University of California in San Francisco examined anger on how men and women express their anger, and previous studies such as the one from Southwest Missouri State University suggested men and women express or perceive anger in different ways. So as you may guess, men express anger by embracing it, and this allows them to, you know, channel their emotions to their advantage. However, women usually see anger as unproductive, but they still express anger just as well as men do. Now, the California study did include 80 men and about 123 women, all of different ages and backgrounds. And they were given like 200 scenarios to assess, and they were directly or indirectly related to anger expressions. So women tend to think anger is counterproductive. What do you think, Melanie? I can think it's a useful tool.
Could be, sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Well, if women see anger as generally, though, counterproductive, then how do they handle their anger when it, you know, boils to the surface? Well, although women may not embrace their anger like men do, but they do, when they do express it, their anger, they feel uncomfortable about doing it. Here's a quote from the poll. Deborah Cox, PhD, Psychology, University of California, San Francisco. She says, women may be uncomfortable when feeling angry, but when you get right down to it, they often act on their feelings just as well as men do. Also, women seem to be more apt to hold anger in, but when the situation calls for it, they act on their feelings. So, there's just a different area of the brain from a neuropsychologist perspective. Women express anger and emotions in just a different little way in a different section of their brain, and they feel it more. So, it's more in their emotion area of the cortex. And they tend to hold stuff in more, and they tend to be also more prone to anxiety, panic attacks, and depression because of it. Now, according to this study, men and women are challenged in situations of self-protection, let's say from bodily harm or outward expression. You would guess, yeah, if you were going to be threatened, Pastor Butch, you would have an outward expression on that, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely I would.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So kind of direct and maybe even forceful, I would say.
Well, if it's called for. I mean, everybody called me the pistol packing preacher. I don't care if it's just for looks.
Yeah. So now in situations of self-protection of one's, let's say, rights, self-interest, you know, may require the ability to channel the anger a little bit and create a peaceful outcome. But that would be less physical and more verbal then. Well, there's a trait difference. Some of the trait expression they found that were different between men and women is men felt less effective and less instrumental if they're forced to hold their anger in. They got to express it and they got to let it out. And a lot of them not shy to express that, as I do recall. Now, women do not feel as constricted if they do express their anger directly. And there's also this correlation between expressing outward anger and being assertive in males, but not so much in women. So women can feel that being angry is disabling. They feel ashamed by it even. They're feeling angry by it. They feel like they don't have control, and they may even hide it or even apologize for it. So women handle anger differently. Although you may want to counter that, Pastor Butch. Maybe you've run into some females that are just like men. Just let you have it. You know, bam.
Well, I've seen it both ways. I've seen it unnecessarily explosive in both sexes. So it I guess, mm-hmm. depends on the situation and the mindset of the person you're working with.
Right. Yeah, I guess, yeah. Personalities matter. Now, women who do express anger, according to the poll, they may have this negative view of it in general, but women tend to become challenged and angry when it regards self-defending things like their home, their family, or maybe some righteous matter. For instance, if they got an inflated bill and that wasn't fair. So women tend to label their anger something else. They all call it frustration. Yep. And women
I've seen Marcia frustrated.
Yeah. And so women women are assertive in different ways, and they are selective in demonstrating anger. So social expectations tend to expect women to tamp down or even hide or ignore their anger. Therefore, women may develop alternative ways to getting around situations without directly expressing their anger. Well, I can understand that, you know, because, Melanie, aren't we raised to be polite in society and supportive and all that?
Well, we is. You sure? Sure we are.
Well, and you know, it's just, it's quite an aggressive thing. Now, men are more direct. I've noticed this. Pastor Butch, correct me if I'm wrong. Men, they'll let you have it either verbally or otherwise when they get angry, and then they move on. They just, you know, they said it, they got over it, and they're on to the next thing. They don't even remember that stuff. Not normally.
Women never forget. Women never forget. Never forget.
This is that part of the brain cortex again. Women hold on to emotions longer than men do, according to neurologists. And so they, in this area of the cortex where they process emotion, they feel it more than men do. So can you imagine the post-traumatic stress disorder of the men coming back? But how about the female recruits? see, they're going to hold on to that longer than men do. And this creates a lot of anxiety, tension, depression, panic attacks, and that kind of thing. So,
but you know what, Wendy? You know what? When women express their anger in the same manner as a man does, they get called. So, yeah, we're conditioned to behave differently and to react differently and to express differently than men. You know, men, it's like, he's there, and slap them on the back, and they go on their merry way. But we're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, we're just different. We process things different. Our brains are different. You know, I worked for a neurology clinic for a number of years, and I was talking to one of the senior partners one day, and he's a surgeon, and he was telling me, while he's holding a cup of hot coffee, that at the 17th week of gestation, you know, baby in the womb, building baby in there, there's a chemical released if it's a male child, and there's this structure, this brain structure between the lobes of the brain that gets dissolved by this chemical if it's a male child. If it's a female child, the structure remains. Right? So it's almost like there's an extra connective tissue between the brain lobes in females than there are males. Now, of course, I was trying to be funny and I said, well, that explains a lot. But, you know, but if you think about this, going way back to the Garden of Eden, Pastor Butch, the devil knew where to get men and women at their weakest area. Men, it was pride. Women, it's discernment. And it's still that way today, you know? It's still that way today.
That's basically true. That's basically true. It is. It is.
Yeah. So women don't perceive lies typically like men do. Men are very keen to that kind of thing. Women, I guess that's that discernment thing. We believe everybody and give everybody the benefit of the doubt, but men are more scrutinizing on that kind of thing. And I think that's where they have that aptitude. Because didn't God say in the Garden of Eden, after, you know, he found them, they kind of blew it, and he was giving them all the shaking of the finger in the face stuff. Didn't he say now to Eve that, you know, the desire now be of your husband, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so men have more of an, I don't know, perceptive intellect there that women seem to be kind of dull on in a lot of ways. So I've noticed that. I don't know if you've noticed that. Have you noticed that, Melanie? You know, I have.
Yeah, I guess.
They just see things differently. You know, like I could be looking at the same thing and they see something differently. And then when they tell me what they see, I go, oh, yeah, it's almost like I had blinders on. So I think of Adam and Eve every time that happens to me. Yeah. But anyway, more people, though, are looking for healthier ways, safer ways to function in our upset world. Because I don't know about you, but I think it's all upset. Do you think it's upset?
It certainly is, and getting worse every day.
Yeah, I mean, you're sending out news blasts about, you know, the COVID vaccine mandates, saying that, you know, hey, it's against federal law. The problem we have here is we can have words like a constitution on paper, but that's just words on paper, sort of like
a restraining order
is words on paper. And, you know, that's not going to stop an assault, a restraining order. You know, it's just like locks on doors are for honest people. So it's all about the integrity of people in society upholding what's already been settled and established. And what we have is a breakdown there, don't we?
Well, this just laid on the line. Men and women, praise God, are different. They were created different for different reasons. And if we let it work the way it should, it works out very well together.
Right. Yeah. But then again, people have ideas. But I think if more people just stand up for their beliefs and have integrity to stand their ground, Just like some examples I've heard over the course of talking to customers, some people in one hospital in Pennsylvania, the nurses and all the medical staff stood their ground to the administrative area and said, no, we're not going to take this experimental vaccine. And if you're going to say it's mandatory for employment, then we're leaving. Too many of them stood their ground, so the hospital had to back down.
Mm-hmm.
Because the hospital would have closed. Now, if enough parents do that at the schools and college students do that at the universities, you know what I mean? They change their tunes.
That's right.
Right? So there's a lot to be said for standing your ground. And personally, maybe you don't need to go to the university and have all this college debt. Maybe you can find an alternative way. Yeah. But people are just looking for answers for stuff. I don't know about you, Melanie. People are calling me all the time asking, you know, this and that and what I would do. And all I can tell them is what I would do, but they're going to make their own decisions. But right now, there are some ways to cleanse and nourish the system. And we use God's herbs because he says they're here for the healing of the nations and God can't lie. So that's what we're doing. And we're really standing our ground on the herbal medicinals as protection from even plagues, like in Psalms 91. Pray that prayer. So if anybody wants a free catalog from Apothecary Herbs, they give us a call. Our number is toll free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. And we're coming out with a new catalog next month, so we're hoping to have that here soon. We're all excited about that and have some new items in there.
All right. You always put out such great catalogs. There's so much information in there, great information. Described very well. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice today. I did too much talking. Do you have something for that? No, I'm just kidding. But so, yes, folks, please call her and get that free catalog.
Yeah, we're coming out with a new formula for cataracts, and people have been waited with bated breath on that one. So it's
awesome.
More of an internal issue based on some new scientific research. So we went ahead and made a herbal version.
All right.
Yeah, and it seems, you know, for the people we've given it to, so far, so good. So,
awesome.
We're liking it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Give us your number.
866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. And we'll be back next week with you guys.
All right.
Well, I appreciate it, Wendy. You always give out such great information. So, see you next week.
All right, bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back right after these short messages. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TimUpRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And, of course, our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. And it was a great 20 minutes, and you know, it's, you know, as far as the markets and everything, Butch, it's, are we going to taper? We're going to taper this year, you know, and it has some effect. Powell said, Jerome Powell said yesterday that the U.S. economy, the economic recovery still hasn't progressed enough to begin scaling back the central bank's massive monthly asset purchases. But, you know, as things are getting better and better and better. But he did talk about he predicted that U.S. students who have been forced to cope with COVID-19 pandemic will become an extraordinary generation that will mature faster and have a bigger impact on society. Interesting, huh?
I wonder where he gets that from. I'd like to know his reasoning on that.
He says, you will see the world differently than your predecessors. You have been forced sooner than most people to consider what in life is truly important. He didn't address the outlook for the U.S. economy or monetary policy in his remarks. He will have another opportunity next week when the policymakers meet August 26th and 28th at Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And this, of course, is the central bank's most prominent annual conference. So he says there is a historical inflection point, and this generation of students is in a position to turn its lessons into profound tools of change.
Oh yeah,
so,
no
I don't
doubt,
know.
No doubt, no doubt. Change, learn to obey your masters. They learn a lesson how to obey their masters.
That's right.
Even greater than we did in our generation.
That's right.
That's what he's talking about, folks. A new world order under a new generation that knows how to follow rules. You remember the old show on TV, Get Smart? You remember that show?
I sure do.
You remember what the name of the organization was that the spy worked for? You remember the name of the organization?
I can't recall.
It was Order. Order. You know what the name of the bad guys organization was?
Global?
Chaos. Chaos.
That's right, yeah.
Out of chaos comes order.
Order, yeah.
I mean, they were programming for the New World Order motto long before it ever was a New World Order motto.
Yeah.
And I didn't catch it, of course. I'm not just a boy. I had no idea what was going on. But a lot of them TV shows and movies have predicted or foretold what's coming on the country. And I don't think most of them know what they're saying. But I thought it was interesting when I found out that the bad guys are chaos and the good guys are order. So out of chaos, we have to bring order. That's the way it is. And the young people just learn a lesson. Obey your masters and you'll have a new world view.
But you know what's interesting, though? This is coming from Jerome Powell. I mean, where does he get off of making statements? And, you know, so he's a little more than, I think he is like a Greenspan. He's in deeper than, I don't know, he's just as creepy as Greenspan. He's just as creepy as Yellen. And because they're all, well, I guess because they are New World Orders and they are the elite and they are the, you know, the ones who guide and direct our economy for the bad. So, yeah, I mean, he needs to stick to his own Federal Reserve. But
we have been deceived, and I mean this in ways that I don't even understand a lot of myself, but I'm learning more every day. We've been deceived for so long by people that are very cunning that when we see it, it no longer really surprises me, but it makes me understand a little clearer how we got where we are. As he said, the young people today have learned a lesson. Shut up, obey, and go about your business.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to. They learn a lesson.
They'll learn a lesson.
So.
And, So, I don't, I wish I was a little fly on the wall in 50 years just to see where this nation is at, where the world is at.
If we're still here as a nation at all. Yeah, that's very true. And, I sent you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think the walls have already been knocked down. I can't see them being rebuilt. But
no, I can't either. And you can't have an order with sovereign nations. That's impossible. It won't work. Each nation has to toe the line, so to speak. So that's
exactly
where we are in America. And we're falling right in line with the rest of them.
Yeah.
You know, I've sent you some headlines. And this first one, I thought was kind of amazing. School bus driver shortage causes districts to pay parents to drive their own children. Now, how's that for a deal? Gee whiz, since school bus driver shortages are causing schools to take extreme measures, including paying parents stipends to drive the kids to campus for the year. Eastside Center School in Wilmington, Delaware has resorted to offering parents $700 to not use the school bus system to get their kids to and from school, the Washington Post reports. Pittsburgh public schools are experiencing a similar shortage of sufficient drivers, causing them to push back classes for 2 weeks. The Board of Education voted for the delay, hoping it would give time to fill the gap of 426 needed drivers. Labor shortages in various sectors have become commonplace since the pandemic and have been blamed on various factors, including enhanced unemployment benefits, workers' worries about their health safety, and difficulty in getting child care. The Post reported that the school bus driver shortage is part of this wider trend. We've been looking at like crazy for people, like for everybody who can think of, janitors, cafeteria workers, psychologists, counselors, bus drivers. He added, I wish I could use the money for buses, but I can't because we don't have drivers. It's one more economic ripple from the pandemic. And I'm convinced it is because they give us a bunch of money. People don't need to work. Why should they work if they don't have to? I know that's part of it. These people aren't, then all of a sudden find better paying jobs. I don't believe that for a minute. But so they're getting back to the point now they're going to send the parents money to drive the children to school. So that's an idea that may work. I don't know.
Well, I don't know how long they'll have to pay them because, I mean, they're certainly bringing up through the borders a lot of new employees they'll be able to hire.
They have to be able to probably read and speak English first, though, wouldn't you think?
Depends on what area you're in. There's some signs in this country where they're in different languages.
I know. You
communities
walk into Lowe's,
where it's not in English.
Yeah. Lowe's has an English and Spanish, and I don't know what other language it is. I don't recognize it. I don't remember what it was. But yeah, that's really something. Live in a nation that's supposed to speak English, and they have signs up for people that don't speak English. That don't make any sense to me. When I went to Mexico a few times, they never had English signs up anywhere. Expect me to know what's being said, I reckon. And first ever water shortage on the Colorado River brings cuts for Arizona farmers. Now, folks, you keep watching food prices. They're going to soar. The federal government Monday declared the first ever water shortage on the Colorado River, announcing mandatory cutbacks next year that will bring major challenges for farmers and reduce water allotments in Nevada and Mexico. The declaration of the shortage by U.S. Bureau of Reclamation has been anticipated for months and was triggered by the spiraling decline of the Lake Mead, which stores water used by Arizona, Nevada, California, and Mexico. The reservoir near Las Vegas has fallen to the lowest level since Hoover Dam was built in the 1930s, and it continues to drop after years of chronic overuse and drought intensified by climate change. It now stands at 35% of full capacity. So, yes, I'm not going to get into this. I figured Denver Tavares on my broadcast next Tuesday night will cover the fake water shortage and what could be done about it. nonetheless, if the farmers can't farm, they can't grow food, and it's not just here. I mean, it's all the world. And South America provides a lot of our grains, different things. They're dying off for different reasons. Food prices, Melody, are going to soar. They already are going up, but I mean, they're going to soar. And all I can tell people is you need to prepare yourself. You better get some food ahead because it's going to be, I think this winter could be a tough winter financially. What do you think?
Well, I agree. And water levels are going down. I mean, you can see it, you know, in the various, you know, areas and so forth. There's always been, when I lived in Arizona, there was always a fight about the Colorado water being diverted to Arizona and Colorado. They're all fighting over it. But you look at the growth. And you look at the growth in a desert, they need to get the water from somewhere. And I don't blame global warming or climate change for it. But, you know, you do have more people that are irrigating their lawns. You have more swimming. And it does make a difference, you know, because there's a lot of people in Phoenix, Scottsdale, those areas. I mean, they're building towns left and right. I probably wouldn't even recognize it anymore. There's so much growth. But you know what? They blame climate change for everything. I
of course.
Was listening to a report this morning about FEMA, and they're changing the federal flood insurance to reflect climate change. So they're saying climate change that because there's areas where water is increasing, levels are now, these levels are increasing now around the coastal areas, that water is increasing. Inland, they're decreasing, but in the coastal waters, they're increasing. And they're changing the whole way. They're going to revamp all the maps, all the federal flood maps. And so they're going to adjust how they charge for federal flood insurance. It's not going to be the same rate for everybody anymore. So if you live in a nicer home, you get to pay more. And some people will say, well, that's only right. But I don't think that's the real principle behind it. But so, yeah, that's what they're doing, all because of climate change. So,
well, you know, if the water shortage, and this has been backed up by some people that I know real well, if they still can go to the Internet and search and you type in primary water sources, you'd be surprised, folks, with water that's available, underground water, more than we could ever use. But no one really wants to admit it's there. I mean, you can find out for yourself. It's nothing. It's a shortage on the surface for whatever reason. But it's not underground shortages. You can check that out for yourself.
Well, I guess if you dig deep enough, you'll find water.
Yeah, there's water. I mean, on StopTheCrime.net, Deborah Tavares' website, she has a video on that. It's amazing. I was shocked, to tell you the truth, how much water we have in reserve and we never used, never tapped it.
Yeah, but they don't. Yeah, and it's true. They don't allow individuals to dig their own wells and so forth. You know, if you live in the city, you got all those zoning requirements, so you can't have your own well.
Of course, and that's more control on how to control the people.
Yeah, it is.
Of course. Hey, what do you think of this idea? Hotels. Now, this is really something I never thought they would do. Hotels try out fees for using the pool and checking in early. Lodging companies such as MCR are experimenting with a la carte pricing for services and amenities and cutting room rates in return. One of the largest U.S. hotel owners is experimenting this year with a new business strategy. Charge guests for most services and amenities just like in the airline industry. At roughly a dozen of these companies, independent hotels, Tyler Moore said, any guest can get an early check-in, but it will cost $20. A similar fee applies to late checkout. Use of the pool might be free on Tuesday morning, but cost guests $25 on a scorching Saturday afternoon. Gym use and breakfast also come with an additional charge. In exchange, these properties are lowering the nightly room rates by varying degrees, Mr. Moore said. His hotel is trying out the pricing model, including the TWA Hotel at John F. Kennedy International Airport and Highline Hotel Manhattan. Mr. Moore's chief executive of MCR Hotels said a rocky transition period could occur before most hotel guests adjust to the idea of paying only for the services and perks they want. But he said the a la carte pricing approach is likely to be hit over time. That may work in the sense that I may not want to use the pool. I may not need early checkout or early checkout. And I might save money on the room. That might be something that will save people money in the long run. But just like the airlines, Melody, the tickets may be cheap, but by the time they add on all the amenities to it, you're paying a lot more for tickets than you did 10, 15 years ago.
Well, absolutely. And they're not saying, are you actually getting a discount, though? It's just that you don't have to pay for it if you don't want it, but are the rooms all going to be the same?
Right? Well, they said that
are you really getting a discount?
They're going to lower the room rates, nightly rates, by varying degrees.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, whatever that means. And we're going to save you $5. So it's going to cost you $120 if you want any of the amenities.
And if you bring more than one bag, we're going to charge you for storage space. So, I shouldn't have said that. Somebody may have heard that and put that on the ticket. You never know. Do you remember?
Put it on what?
On the ticket. On your ticket next time.
Yeah.
If your bag weighs more than 35 pounds, you can't take it to your room, which pay a surcharge. But, and you remember last year, so ago, when all the, basically the liberal Democrats were crying to defund the police because they were so evil and bad people?
Right.
Well, as murders surge, Democrats find a new message, fund the police. Last summer, Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser played a profile role in the police protest sweeping America over police killings of black suspects. She renamed the street Black Lives Matter Plaza and joined thousands of demonstrators there, many shouting what they had become the movement's slogan, defund the police. Earlier this year, the mayor, a Democrat, proposed cutting the police budget and redirecting money to social services. Now, however, Bowser and many Democratic city leaders are scrambling to boost police budgets and hire more officers amid the deadliest crime wave in two decades. Local and national Democrats are distancing themselves from defund politics and policies, a reflection of how deeply unpopular the concept has become among most voters and how effective a weapon it can be for Republican candidates. So they're desperate for policemen out because, yes, the murder rates are really going up, folks. I mean, crime is going through the roof in Chicago and New York and many other places. And now they want more cops. And a lot of cops have quit because they got frustrated over everything that they was been said about them, what they tried to do to them. But, of course, the Republicans took that to run on the next ticket. We're going to keep the police in order. Now, Democrats see their mistake and saying, well, we've got to have more cops. So that's a mind change, Melody. That's a mind change.
Well,
a political move.
Absolutely it is. They change anything if it benefits them politically.
Of course. Oh, there's music.
We hear music?
We hear music.
Already? We're early.
Already.
All righty. Well, we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. FootsieAndTheFrancesRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. I'm Melody Cederstrom. And where do you want to go from here, Butch?
Well, I'm going to tell the folks during the break, you and Todd ganged up on me.
We did?
I heard music before
I
started playing.
I never tell the listeners when you all gang up on me.
Oh, but we never do that. You're a lady.
Oh, no, not
no,
at all.
No, we wouldn't do that. I supposedly, folks, I heard music about 5 seconds early, so.
Now you know, Butch, women never forget.
That's very true. That's very true. But anyway, we'll move on then before we get in more trouble. This is something that either shake people's confidence in the so-called COVID vaccine. There was even on the news today, this can make people doubt that the vaccines work. Duh. More protection. U.S. likely to authorize COVID booster shots. Hooray, hooray. This could come as much as every 8 months, folks. Aren't you blessed? After struggling for months to persuade Americans to get the COVID-19 vaccine, U.S. health officials could soon face a fresh challenge, talking vaccinated people into getting booster shots to gain longer-lasting protection as the Delta variant sends infections soaring again. As early as Wednesday, U.S. health authorities are expected to recommend an extra dose of the vaccine for all Americans 8 months after they get their second shot, according to two people who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity to discuss internal deliberations. That means the biggest vaccination drive in U.S. history is about to get even more extensive. How many times, people, are you going to be deceived? If the first one didn't work, well, the second will get it. If not, we'll do three. You hang in there now. We'll get it right sometime. By the time if you live another year older, we'll have at least 10 of them in you. So you got to be feeling better. This is insane, Melody. How long are we going to say, all right, jab me? How many times are you going to do that?
I don't know. But it's really becoming, you know, these cities that are, you know, people are beginning to say, no, we don't want to be the
shot police, the vaccine police.
You know, we don't want to be that. So we're standing up against it. I mean, you don't have to fight it. You just stand up and voice your opinion. And it's amazing what can change. But yeah, I mean, you're right. How many more? How many more boosters? If you have to have a booster, it's just a flu shot.
If you get a chance, go to my website, PastorBush.com, and look at the last video added today under COVID hoax. Look it up under COVID hoax. People, I'm not making this stuff up. This is all scientific information. You're not going to hear it on ABC, CBS, or CNN, or Fox. But you'll find it from reputable doctors and news reporters that are telling you the truth. And I just do it because I try to help people. I'm not making a dime off of it. Either way it goes, I'm not making a penny. But I know that I've had to make a stand, and I will say this. If you're going to make a stand, make it. If you're not, shut up and sit down. It's just that easy. You can't be wishy-washy or you're no good at all for either way. This melody, we talked about it in a church service at least 15 years ago because the Bible says it's going to happen in this direction. Eventually, it's going to be a world, new world order and a total police state under the beast system. I said, this is going to happen. They're going to put up checkpoints on state lines. Biden regime discusses setting up highway checkpoints to mandate vaccines for interstate travel across the United States. Folks, this is for real. Fake President Joe Biden wants the only people who have been vaccinated for the Wuhan coronavirus with one of Donald's father, the vaccine Trump's Operation Warp Speed injections, to be allowed to travel across state lines in the United States. There's too many people who are still refusing to roll up their sleeves and get jabbed. Pedo Joe wants to make life prohibitively difficult for them in the hopes that they will comply with taking experimental gene therapy shots, which are spreading the Delta variant like wildfire. In the past several weeks, Hunter's dad has forced millions of federal workers to permanently alter their DNA in order to remain employed, all to save lives, of course. He's also met business leaders in the private sector to push them to do the same. Many are resisting, though, which is really upsetting the Biden regime. Since incentives are not working as they planned, the next attempt will be to tyrannize unvaccinated so they will be more likely to comply out of coercion. I talked about this in Bible study 20 years or 15 years ago, at least 15 years ago, and said this is coming to America. There'll be internal passports, so to speak. They'll be checking papers on state lines. And I think about a year ago, I mentioned again on this broadcast, and I do my broadcast, this is going to happen. Well, Mr. Biden is going to do what our former president recommended, Operation Warp Speed, get injections to people as fast as possible. This is already under discussion with the Biden administration. How long we tolerate it, I have no idea. Will anybody say anything about it and do anything about it? I would like to think so. I know I, for one, will not do it. I will not do it. And I don't want any kind of confrontation. I just want to be living my life. And if I die, I die. And if I live, I live. Melody, it's nobody's business. Let me put it this way. If a woman has a right to her own body, how come I don't?
I get it.
You get the point? I mean, that's the whole idea.
Yes, I know the point.
You know, so this is something people have to understand, that you can't have both ways. Either your body's yours or it's not. You got to pick one or the other. Well, what do you think about that? What do you think about that proposal?
Can I pick anybody? Anybody?
Anybody?
a particular body? Can I pick a particular body?
You want
anyway,
to change bodies?
I don't know. I mean, you're right. I mean, they've been trying to get these passports within the states for a very long time. They tried it under various programs and suggestions and so forth, but it was never, you know, hey, that people wouldn't go for it, that people wouldn't bite. The politicians that are supposed to be sticking up for us, even some of them wouldn't go along with it and so forth, so they never could do it. But this time around, I don't think we have the same numbers to stop it from happening. Who knows? I don't know, but is this a new thought in their minds? No, it isn't new thought, so it's very real.
Well, tyrannies have to have control. They have to,
yes.
They have to make the money. They got to have control and power over the masses. If the masses can be scared into the cage, that's fine. If not, let's force them into the cage.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying. But here's some good news. Arizona governor withholding grants to schools with mask mandates. Now, this is some good news. Parents are in the driver's seat, and it's their right to make decisions that best fit the needs of their children. Imagine that. Safety recommendations are welcome and encouraged. Mandates have placed more stress on students and families aren't, Ducey said in a statement. These grants acknowledge efforts by schools and educators that are following state laws and keeping the classroom doors open for Arizona students. Use that phone in the background. It didn't roll over anyway. State laws are keeping the classroom doors open for Arizona students. In order for school districts to qualify for the grants, which total about 163 million, they must reopen schools for in-person learning and adhere to all state laws, which includes the state ban on mask mandates in schools. Ducey's move marks his latest attempt to crack down on school mask mandates, despite guidance from health officials that suggest masks help to curb the spread of the coronavirus. Some school districts in Arizona have sought to push back on the governor's ban, arguing that it won't take effect until September, making their current mask mandates legal until then. So, good for Ducey. I watched a video today. A doctor put on four masks, and shown how the breath dribbles forward through the four masks. He did it right in front of them. He didn't hold it to the side or top. He held it right in front of the mask and showed how it works. The mask don't stop the transmission of what you're breathing, folks. It doesn't do it. It'll stop the big spittle movements if you sneeze, but it will not stop the small microns that are in your breath. It will not do it. The best mask out there goes down to 80 microns. The coronavirus, if you want to say this exists, at the most, if it's combined with other substances, is 65 microns. It can't be stopped with mask. This is all fake. It's really working in the unfavor of the tyrants. So there you go. Yes, make your own decision what you want to do. But I will speak for myself and my helpmate. We're not going to wear a mask. I'm not. I won't. Okay, Melody, you can take over now and say what you want to say.
Oh, you've said everything. I think you're good.
I don't know what to say in addition to that. If the facts were not out there, if they weren't easily found, then I can understand being fooled by people being fooled by the masses. But the truth is out there. It's not hard to find if you look for it. It's everywhere if you look for it. Now, listen to this from a former President Trump that was going to save the country.
Hey, Butch.
Yes.
Is there any way that you could finish out the program? I just got a message that of someone that I should call.
Sure.
And is that all right? Everything's okay. It's just a customer that I need to call.
Are you telling him I said hi?
Of business.
Tell him
do
I said
mind?
Hello. No,
thank
I don't
you, listeners.
Mind.
He'll take care of you.
All right. Thank
you, Butch.
God bless him. Talk to you soon. All righty, folks. Let's get back into the more news then, I guess. You know, and I don't like Joe Biden, but I didn't like Donald Trump. You say, well, he's better than Joe. I maybe in some areas, perhaps. But Trump's the one that started pushing the vaccines when it first came out. You know that. Warp speed. Trump gushed. Now, listen to this. Trump gushed about handing Afghanistan over to the Taliban, who would then kill terrorists. Now, I don't know what he's going to do there or not. I'll get into maybe a little more detail about what's going on in Afghanistan and how this makes me think about what's happening right now. Being a Vietnam era vet and watch what happened to Vietnam happen again, it makes me angry. But anyway, former President Donald Trump gushed about the prospect of Taliban-led Afghanistan last year, predicting that once they took over the country, they would devote themselves to killing terrorists. Amid a blizzard of criticism for the chaos that has enveloped Afghanistan, as President Joe Biden completes the U.S. withdrawal from the country, former Trump and members of his former administration have joined in to heap the blame on their successors. But last February, months after counseling a planned meeting with the Taliban that would have placed the group's leaders inside the White House on September 11th, Trump gloried in the idea of a Taliban-led Afghanistan that would become a bane to terrorists. I'll be meeting potential with Taliban leaders in the not-too-distant future, and we'll be very much hoping they will be doing what they say they'll be doing, they're going to be doing. They will be killing terrorists. They will be killing some very bad people. They will keep their fight going. Trump said at the February 20th briefing, in which he also announced the first reported U.S. death due to COVID-19. And folks, this, of course, has been last year. So Trump actually believed the Taliban will take out the terrorists. Really? Really? Well, we'll go further than that in a minute. Let's just get another article here. Gold Star mothers' hearts ache after Taliban takeover of Afghanistan. Now, this is a point I tried to make yesterday, Monday, with Melody. We shouldn't have been in Afghanistan. We shouldn't have been in Iraq. We shouldn't have been in Vietnam or Korea. And to be honest, not even World War II. And I can prove what I'm saying. I wouldn't say it. But nonetheless, the parents that lost their children, the wives that lost their husbands, and the husbands that even lost their wives, what do you think that did to them? I never lost a spouse or a brother or a sister in Vietnam, but I lost friends, and it made me very angry and still does. And so what happened with that so-called police action that lined billionaires' pockets, made the elite even stronger with more money to build their power base. The same thing happened to folks all over the world, and our young people are paying for this. The flag follows the dollar, and our young people follow the flag. There you go. Anyway, Jill Stevenson lost her only child, Ben Kopp, a 21-year-old U.S. Army Ranger, when he was shot during a 2009 firefight with Taliban forces in Afghanistan. For her, the militants group took over Kabul this weekend came as a gut punch. No doubt about it, it did. Here we are, 20 years later, and so do you question why we did even bother? Said Stevenson, one of two Gold Star mothers who spoke to Reuters. A Taliban insurgent swept across Afghanistan following President Joe Biden's decision to end the U.S. military mission there. Stevenson, who lives in Bentonville, Arkansas, worries many Americans will now lose sight of the service of their 2,500 members of the U.S. military killed during a 20-year conflict. I hope the sacrificing doesn't get forgotten. Well, sweetheart, they got forgotten in Vietnam. They got forgotten in Korea. They even got forgotten in, well, not so much in World War II. We still think that those men were heroes, so-called greatest generation. But I don't care what war they're in. I don't care what police action they're in. If they're dead, they're dead. 2,500 in Afghanistan, almost 60,000 in Nam. I mean, how do you cover that? What do you do? How do you handle that? I ran out of time so quickly, but the Taliban, as Taliban takes over, some swap iconic AK-47s for Made in America rifles. They're picking up the ammunition, which they have tons of guns left here, folks, tons of them, ammunition everywhere, and they're picking up the NATO rounds, 5.56 for the ARs, and laying down their AKs because the ARs are a long range weapons, and then they fire at a more rapid rate, although in my mind they're no more dependent on the AK, but they're good rifles. And in Afghanistan, citizens are scrambling to delete their digital history and evade biometrics. I've been trying to help people for years. Biometrics are part of the beast system. These people found that out. They're trying to hide their biometrics so they can't be found by the Taliban. Who knows, arrested or killed, where it may be. These are the things happening right now in Afghanistan. So, and Al-Qaeda is mocking the U.S. as the Taliban takes over. They're calling this a year they're running away. Oh, buddy. Folks, I'm out of time. Hope I didn't bore you too much. Give Melody a call at 800-375-4188. Give her a holler, okay? Talk to y'all soon. Bye-bye.
Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.